Welcome to part four of the Purification of God's Church. The title of this presentation is The Waymarks. We are going through a series where we are identifying the purification of God's church in terms of the Sunday crisis. Our first presentation dealt with the relationship of the parable of the ten virgins, which Sister White says is the parable that identifies the experience of God's people. The second presentation that we looked at identified the prophecy of Ezekiel that identifies the condition of the church during the time of the Sunday law crisis, where we find those that are going to receive the mark of the beast increasing in their apostasy as we approach the test. And countering that illustration, we see those that will be sealed during this time, illustrated as sighing and crying for the things that are done within the church. We see in the following chapters of Ezekiel that those that were sighing and crying have been scattered, scattered spiritually through the crisis that has overtaken the church while God's people were wandering in the wilderness. We see an angel in Ezekiel sent to the altar, which Sister White says coals from the altar symbolize purification. And the angel takes these coals and throws them into Jerusalem, which Sister White says is the church, identifying that this vision that Ezekiel's seeing is teaching that at the Sunday law, the church will be purified. And those that have been scattered through the apostasy and the condition of the church leading up to the Sunday law, the promise for them is that they will be gathered and that the Lord will give them a new heart and put His Spirit in their new heart of flesh. But those that don't follow the leading of the Spirit during this time, those that aren't crying and sighing over the condition and the abominations within the church, they are going to receive the mark of the beast during this time. And Ezekiel teaches that they will receive their punishment outside of Jerusalem, on the borders of Jerusalem. In other words, it's going to be the apostates that ultimately leave the church during the purification time. The different Bible prophets describe prophecy from their own perspective, and it's our responsibility as students of prophecy to bring these different testimonies together and line them up in order to bring clarity to the present.